Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Well, we're back, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school. Man, this is a top, I wouldn't say this is a top 10 day. It's definitely a top 15, 20 day.
Haven't been outside in a minute. Need to get back out there.
It's a top, what's Nebraska preseason? 23, 24, 24 days. I don't like the odd numbers. So it's top 24 day. Since Nebraska football is preseason, should be top 25, right?
Should and be.
It's about
at least
time,
in the FBI.
It's about time for these stupid lists to come out.
Kind of surprised they haven't yet.
Boy, I'm going to tell you, before we didn't have the internet, so we used to always go to Barnes & Noble and look at this stuff. And I used to be pissed off at our sports information. Keith, man, you ain't give me no love, man. I had to work up, I had that uphill battle. I should have won the buckets. But Andy Casimir won it.
Big Ooh. Cat.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, man, when you go to the combine, hey, he was big for real, though. Like, he had muscle pump muscle. Now, I think he was enhanced, but I was like, dang, I thought I was in shape. I mean, I thought I was yoked up. I was like, yeah, he's got the physical tools. Everyone too smart.
Oh my, yeah, that's a large human.
Yeah, he was like that Dang. Big at 18.
Woo.
Yeah.
Neck injury though.
Yeah, tough. And you know what? And that's the only blemish on Pete Carroll in the league. Put him out there when he shouldn't have. Mm. Yeah, it was tough. Hey man, look, neck injuries are no joke. You know what I'm saying?
I have not had to have my neck fused, so no, I don't know what you're saying, yeah, but I'll no take joke. Your word for it.
And no joke. But back then, that's what we was hitting you with this. We hit you. We tried to hit you. I'm trying to headbutt you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So it's June, and I always tell people this after that when you hear this is NFL talk, by the way. Once you hear them talking about mandatory minicamp, June minicamp. That's it. That's where you'll see fights. Remember when Travis Kelce was fighting that dude and guarding him too tough?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I knew the first chink in the armor was. Right? But June minicamp is a lot more intense. Rookies, the coaches aren't as friendly. They're not going to be as kind of laissez-faire with the mistakes. All that stuff. Because it's the last tune-up. Because once comes training camp, we playing for checks. Like, we're playing for real. But when June hits, that's when you actually really start looking at the calendar. It's like the dead man walking. How many more days do I have before I have to go to training camp? and it's not that I hated training camp. It's just the thought. I'm like, damn, like
off season come and gone.
Yeah, off season come and gone. And you know, you have your fair share of fun and there's plenty of time to do it, but when, it's literally. Like your head hurts, you know, you just broke down.
Can't turn your neck, shoulder.
Can't turn your neck. You got
ankles telling you to run the other way.
Exactly. Then I was in Buffalo. We were in the St. John Fisher. I mean, these beds was like, they said they were twin beds. These beds was tiny. so you're just not getting a good night's sleep. And then it was physical. Like now they get days off. Full days off. They hit one time. They don't even really hit each other. You know, they're trying to save these dudes. They were trying to destroy us. So it's a lot different. But yeah, that's it. But you get a little bit more into, you know, game time mode, and just like the football, Nebraska's football team. Like, you know, you have spring ball. Kind of, I call it a celebration of this is what we did in the off season. Look at our new toys. We were gotten better. It's a new mojo. And then I'm sure they got a couple weeks off for finals, right? And then you give it this, you know, summer conditioning. And then as you get to June.
Here's reality. Knock, knock.
No, it's on. Like competing in spring ball and everybody's getting, in, you know, a fair amount of reps. It's like equal playing time in baseball. That's what, you know, like you ain't good at pitching, you ain't pitching.
Right.
That's why, you know, I didn't play. Look, man, you can still keep me out there left field and all the center field and all that, but I want to pitch.
Farley put you at third base in his ticket softball team.
Now, is this pre, like, this is healthy?
Sure.
I could play third.
Even broke down, I think you could handle third.
Yeah, as long as bad, good pitching, though. We need everything going opposite. I just want to cover third. That's it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I want that, you know, but, yeah, it's a different time. I think the one thing I'll say, you know, and we're going to talk a little bit about the AFC Central or North, is that people always ask, like, besides the injuries, why did you retire? The biggest thing is mentally. Because for me, and I, you know, a lot of other players that I, you know, talk to, it was like, you have to get to a place mentally that, you know, a dark place or whatever. And it takes about 8 weeks to get there. It's a switch. And sometimes I'm going to tell you the big difference between guys that make it and don't make it is whether you really have a legitimate switch or not. And it's a switch that you spend the rest of your life to make sure that don't come on. You know what I'm saying?
We got 32 weeks of this. We're switched on.
That's going to be yes, but you spend the rest of your life making sure that switch never comes on unless you have to. Because once the switch comes off, there is no off. That's the greatest thing. They always say, well, what did you have that people didn't have? It's not what I didn't have. It's what I have. I have a switch that don't go off. That's it. Mm. That's the difference.
You flipped it up and then busted it.
There is no off switch. That's what makes guys really, really great in, or be able to make it or not. Well, you know, you know, a lot of guys are facing it right now. You know, there's always a lot of talking, and this is the funny season and all that. But ultimately, when you get down to whether it's college football, we talked about the whole new, you know, suggestions that they never heard that we just came up with. You know, we should need to copyright it now.
We should.
All that stuff is great. Transfer portal, NIL, you know, guys can get cars, you can get change, you can do all the stuff and all that in NFL. And, you know, I'm looking at Jalen Ramsey, who's borderline Hall of Fame, but, you know, one of the top corners still. He's going to get traded. You see Smith, the tight end, is going to get traded. So I'll let you know Miami's in full rebuild, Jake Sorensen. You guys,
hey, you see his prediction on the board in there? He says 4-13 this year.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Because they're getting rid of all their good players. Mm-hmm. Now they're telling the team, we're going to win a championship. You're not.
Not acting like
you don't want to. No. Yeah, so don't. You might as well just stop. Listen, we're in rebuild. Okay, I'll take care of your bodies. Let's just try to get through the season. Mm-hmm. Ready, break. You would get a lot farther with guys on the team.
Being honest.
Mm-hmm. And as a professional, you should. And you should be more honest now because of the way the league's set up, but they choose not to. But, you know, like, all that stuff in the offseason is fun and games. You know, that's all.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
I saw Lane Johnson. You know, he's on TikTok now doing stuff and doing skits and stuff and all that, right?
Right.
And obviously, Jason Kelce, you know, is with New Heights. Their podcast is next level. That's fun. That's the fun stuff, right? Saquon Barkley being able to, you know, play golf with the presidents and all that. That's fun. Mm-hmm. But come football time, that will not save you.
No.
I'm telling you, I've seen guys not be able to turn the off-season switch off.
That's probably much easier to do. Come in with an off-season mentality than
it's much, leave the competitive mentality easier, on the whole time. It's much easier for guys to not just be just float by, and it's a full year of off-season.
I assume it's pretty obvious. You can tell which guys are in that mode in the locker
majority,
room.
But then it is. But guys are really, really savvy, and they know how to hide it because it's easier to fake it like you're working hard versus just shutting up and showing up. That's the hardest thing for guys to do now. Just to shut up and go play. And I don't mean shut up and dribble and all that. What I mean is, look.
Be about business.
Play time is play time. Mm-hmm. Okay? Fun time is fun time. That's the off season. But when I'm playing, I like to win. Mm-hmm. And that's what's fun to me. Mm-hmm. I don't like to lose at anything. I don't like wasting my time running into Larry Allen or running into Steve McKinney or running into Reuben Brown, which I really don't want to do on a day-to-day basis. But I know I have to. So I didn't expend all this mental power to hate the dude that I'd actually like in order to keep a job. And then we play on Sundays, and then I look over, and you ain't invested. You ain't broke a sweat yet, and we in the middle of the second quarter in Miami. Oof. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Or you keep making the same mistakes. You know, I'm okay with friction. If you have a team with no friction,
probably unhealthy. Friction,
it's unhealthy. If you don't. Because if you don't think, like, and we'll bounce over here. I know that, you know, I read something where I'll say this, right, before we go on the clock. Listen, man, you guys on the text is talking about texting 2009 defense, the greatest of all time. I'm sorry, it's not. And this is not taking anything away from those dudes. They were enjoyable to watch. They ain't on that level, man. I'm sorry to bust your bubble. It doesn't matter when they played or whatever. They ain't on that level that 94, 95, 96, 97 was at. Even the early 2000s. I'm sorry. All right, now we got that off the chest.
I will say 2009 is the best defense I have seen, but sure. I was not around for y'all.
Right. And you know what? I like that statement. It's just like for somebody that says LeBron's the greatest of all time. It's because they seen him. They didn't get to see Jordan. Probably didn't really watch enough to watch Kobe because they were maybe too young.
He's still in diapers.
Right. And they definitely didn't ever see Kareem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't see Oscar Robinson. It's all based on air.
Right.
But this is, I'm just telling you. And if they were, I'd tell you.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'll tell you this. The only team that really could have hung with us is that Miami team.
Oh, on Miami?
Yeah. We would have beat the brakes off of USC. We would have, Joe Burrow wouldn't have finished the game.
And you're just giving the U respect because that's family. You don't
I'm giving you respect because Jeremy Shockey would have gave me some problems. Hey, I'm just telling you. I thought I could cover. Jeremy Shockey, Bubba Franks, and Greg Olson. I had problems with one game against Washington's Cam Cleveland. You going up to see him on me left and right. I got so Austin. This is when you know I was mad. I was mad at the safety. I got mad at Coach D. I said, listen, man. You got me running up to see him all day. I'm stopping at 15. So that's it. They would have gave us a little problem.
Did you see Shockey in the lead then?
I did. Tough
did he go better for you?
I did. You know, I played better against him. I caught him early.
Nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I played better against him. And actually, I played good against Dallas Clark. I played good against Kent Dilger. You want to know who gave me the problem?
Who gave you the problems?
Is it Marcus Pollard?
Really?
Man, I swear to God, I would fight him right now.
On the spot?
Here's how bad it is, Austin. This is how personal it was. And I know that these players today don't do it. Sometimes when I have like rage going through my head and just thinking bad thoughts, then I got to, you know, call somebody and say, I look him up. He's a good looking brother. But just something about him just made me want to fight him. And one time I locked him down and he kind of made this comment like, yeah, you lucky they weren't throwing it to me today. It was just something like that.
But was that better or worse than your nice young linebacker?
That hurt my heart. That hurt my heart, man. I was so mad at myself because the things I was saying to him, I should never say to another human unless I really want to get to that level. Mm-hmm. But I blame Danny Smith. He knew a young impressionable.
Trying to make a living.
Trying to make a living in Buffalo.
Mad of the world.
Trying to get me some extra wings. You know, right. You buy 12, you get 6 free. You know what I'm saying? Wing night. But yeah, Marcus Pollard. And that's not the, and you know what? It's, I know he's a nice dude because I looked him up. I know he does a lot of charity work, mm-hmm. but I still fight him.
He's with Jacksonville right now.
He's a coach, right?
Director of like player engagement and youth football.
That must be where he's from.
He is from Lynette, Alabama.
He was number 81, right?
Believe so.
Yeah.
Yes. That's... 81 in Indy, 81 in Detroit, 88 in Seattle, and 81 in Atlanta.
The tight end?
Yeah.
He played with all them teams?
Mm-hmm. 192 career games.
Yeah, he cost me about $15,000.
Woof.
Kicked him in his head. Hey, Austin, you remember when you do kickball? I kicked him so hard in his helmet, and I thought I was slick with it. This is the Colts used to.
Tweet, tweet.
Hey, the Colts, you know, what's the dude, Ryan Grigsby? Or the dude that told on the Deflategate for the Colts?
Oh, Grigson?
Grigson?
Yeah.
Colts, you guys been snitching all the time.
Hey, what can I say? We moved in the dark.
Hey.
What can I say?
They turned me in four times, twice in one game.
Would that have been Mora or Dungy?
It was Dungy.
Dang.
Yeah.
Minnesota's very own.
I was like, man, these dudes.
Like you knew.
At first they beating us, and then they you just being like little punks, like little chumps, you know?
Makes you feel any better. They haven't won much since, so.
Yeah, I still need to let me get that money back, though.
Also, so Lynette, Alabama is about 45 minutes from Terrell Farley, USA.
Terrell Farley is from Phoenix, Alabama. He's not from Columbus, Georgia. I hope you're listening. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. I got to cool down Marcus Pollard. I'm just thinking how much money he cost me, and now he's in with Jacksonville. I got to think there's a reason I need to go down to Jacksonville and come see him. When they play Houston, I'm going to be on the sidelines. I got to go see him.
Make an appointment.
We got some things to get off our chest. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orr, we'll be right back.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.